99.3.
Your reliable station for more information
around Nigeria.
We keep you informed, we keep you company, and we give you access to pour out your mind even through the night. We are the first talk station of the nation. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria, Nigeria. I'm listening.
Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weeba Boer back for another edition of Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. Today we have two wonderful guests from the company called Starsight, which is one of the leading distributed energy companies in Nigeria. We have the CEO, Tony Carr. Welcome, Tony.
Good morning, Webby. Good morning, listeners. Pleasure to be here with you this morning.
And we have Pamela Adegbite, the Business Development Manager. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you, Webby. Good morning, everybody.
All right. So let me kick off with just letting you guys introduce yourselves and who you are and what brought you into the off-grid energy space. But I'm going to start with Pamela because you came in more recently. So what you were with GE, you know, this big global company, and you've joined this startup that's in the power solution business. So what made you do the switch?
Right. Thank you, Webby. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'll just do a quick introduction. I worked with GE for a couple of years in the oil and gas space. Before that, I was in the telecoms industry. And I thought maybe it would be a good time to try a new sector altogether. And then I got in contact with Tony. And he told me about a beautiful concept that Starsight has, something that I didn't know at the time existed in Nigeria. And then when he spoke about what Starsight had done, their footprint across the country, the kind of services they were providing, I felt that it was a good idea to come in and join the power business. So I've been with Starsight for about 2.5 months, and trust me, it's been very interesting. I'm telling you, it's almost 24 hours of power solutions, customers and the interest. It's been a wonderful experience so far.
Well, distributed energy is in many ways a coming together of telecoms and, you know, the energy sector, the oil and gas sector. So you're actually very well positioned with that background. So welcome to the off-grid energy space.
Thank you very much.
All right,
Ruby.
Tony. Now, Tony is British, Australian, Sierra Leonean. He's basically from everywhere. So, Tony, what brought you in all those different places you have experience, and what brought you to come to Nigeria and run a distributed energy business?
Thanks, Webby. I guess Nigeria has been in my blood now for about 9 years. I first came here in 2010 to establish a business, and it's been just a part of my life for the last 9 years. My family's West African. My thinking, hopefully, is a blend of West African and Australian, English, and other places around the world. And the demand for power in Nigeria is second to none. And the challenge to deliver an effective power solution to the masses is a challenge I just couldn't pass up. And I'm loving every minute of the last 3 years looking to develop solar energy in Nigeria. It's the future.
All right. So now, Pamela's too new to the company. So let me ask you about the history of Starsight. Because I know that the company started quite a few years ago. It was really ahead of its time in terms of looking at distributed energy, solar energy as a solution. So if you can tell us a bit about how Starsight developed, where it came from.
For sure. Starsight was well ahead of its time. You know, if you go back to 2011, our founder, wonderful Nigerian gentleman by the name of Rex Adebanjo, he'd been working in the U.S., he decided that, you know, this is a solution for Nigeria. He gave up a very lucrative position in the States to come back to Nigeria and deliver solar to the market. He was one of the first people on the ground, knocking on doors, trying to sell people on the solar solution, which if you look back 5 or 6 years ago, he was one man in the wilderness. Where today we're seeing a lot of international attention in the space. And Rex, you know, we have to take our hat off to Rex. He is a pioneer in this space, and he drove the sector from 6 or 7 years ago.
And Rex is still involved in the business, right?
Absolutely. Rex is our key business development on the banking sector. He's working with Pamela on developing the industrial sector. He's there every day. He's, you know, very focused on looking for the next generation of product that's going into the market. You know, he really is a pioneer and a forward thinker.
Okay. So, Pamela, let's go to you now. So you're the one out there beating the streets trying to build this business and get new customers. So tell the audience, what exactly is it that StarSight offers?
All right. So the first thing StarSight, so what StarSight did, which of course was a kind of groundbreaker and of course gave StarSight a first mover advantage, was to find a need. So we identified a need in Nigeria. We all know power is a huge, huge, I would say, sector that needed or still needs development. So StarSight came in and StarSight modeled the kind of structure that created something we all know today as power as a service. So what StarSight is doing today for our customers is to pretty much bear the burden of providing power to the customers. So all they do, all the customers have to do is to pay, not necessarily a premium, but they pay for power as a service. So we do everything from bringing the assets to provide the power. We bring the O&M on the power side and everything else, the whole infrastructure. We take the burden of the grid. We take the burden of finding best quality diesel and getting the supplies on time. And lastly, we take the burden of all the other infrastructures that run behind it. So StarSight invariably provides a cost-efficient, energy-reducing service to the end customers, to our customers.
And is it at a cost savings, or it's more expensive to them than what they're currently paying? What's the difference?
So before we even, so one of the prerequisites when we're doing our audit or we're doing the analysis for our individual customers within the individual sectors is to make sure that the StarSight solution already provides a relative cost saving, as it were. So we'll look at the analysis from what the customer is currently paying and look at the analysis on what StarSight investment will be, and then we'll model it in such a way that in the end, the customer gets a tangible percentage reduction, both on the cost side and on the energy saving side.
And then also, they don't have to invest in the CapEx for the new equipment.
So it's
a savings on both sides.
You're correct, Webby. So okay, the asset will be 100% off balance sheet to the customers. So they don't have to worry about the asset. The asset will be owned solely by StarSight. All they do is pay for the service.
Okay, because you often hear from people, they say, oh, we don't want to do solar because the upfront cost is too high. So you basically take away that problem.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's fine.
So Tony, tell me about the economics of solar. Why is it that in Nigeria, very few people believe that solar is actually economically possible? You know, what are you seeing? Why are people in Nigeria not jumping on solar more than they should?
I think if we look at the initial days of solar, in what we viewed in the marketplace, we see solar had quite a bad reputation. And I think that was a market perception that solar is a maintenance-free option, which is certainly not the case. It's actually quite maintenance-intensive. And if you just go out and buy the asset from the lowest cost provider, it will probably work fine for 6 months. After that, it'll start to deteriorate. It becomes inefficient. It just doesn't become a good option for your business. So it's essential that the viewers out there realize that if you're going to go down the solar trail, please make sure that you have an O&M contract or you have a very good service provider you can call on. We're doing our best in the marketplace. We're training the market. We're training a lot of Nigerian tradespeople. We really are trying to bring this maintenance culture to the business in Nigeria. Because if you're going to have a long-term contract, you really must be able to maintain that equipment for the full tenure of the contract if the client is to receive the value.
Okay. So I think you guys are using a bit of jargon. What does O&M mean for our listeners?
Oh, terribly sorry, Webby. O&M is operational maintenance. You know, we have 75 full-time employees who are all well-trained in energy, cooling, and then we have another 250 subcontractors. You know, we're operating in 32 states of Nigeria already, and we're doing man hours after man hours of training the industry in how to deliver this service.
32 states.
32 states already. Hopefully, we'll have the whole of Nigeria covered this year in 2019.
So which are the states that are missing? Do you know that offhand?
Absolutely not. Pamela might be able to tell you offhand.
I'm sorry, I do.
Okay, because we need to make sure you hit all 36 plus FCT before the end of this year.
Absolutely.
But that's amazing. So in 32 states, you're operating. And are you mostly in cities, or are there even some places where you're outside of cities?
No, absolutely not. The solution works equally as well in cities as it does in remote areas. The remote areas are usually better because we have more real estate to put the solar panels. Okay. And the bank customers were certainly the first movers in the solar. And we have several bank clients that operate 100% on solar. They do not use 1 liter of diesel.
Wow, none at all.
Zero.
Okay, so I assume they have a diesel backup and then it just sits there and it's never used.
Exactly. We run those sites for maybe 1 hour per month to make sure the battery doesn't go flat on the diesel generator.
That's it. Okay. So no more noise.
No more noise. And the noise pollution is something that we didn't expect to get feedback on. However, our clients, the people in their offices, one of the things they've really noticed is they don't have that constant humming all day of the diesel generator. And they often ask, is the system working because we can't hear it?
Right. Yeah, you do hear that sometimes, especially from the smaller systems where people say, wait, how does this solar thing work? There's no sound. How do we know it's doing anything? Yeah. So, Pamela, talk to me. So you mentioned bank branches. Talk to me about your other, what are the other typical customers? What do they look like?
All right. So what we did was we had a kind of, I would say we divided the individual sectors into, I would say the individual customers into sectors. So we have the schools, we've got the farms, we've got the industrials, mm-hmm. and then we have the, I would say the others, the commercials. Mm-hmm. So a classic example of schools, you know, mostly boarding schools are a good candidate for our solution. Those boarding schools that are remote, that are running 100% on diesel engines, mm-hmm. those are perfect candidates for our solution.
And they have lots of space,
and
I imagine,
for solar.
And they've got
lots of space for solar panels. And then the schools that are also within the cities, good candidates if they have good roof spacing. But one thing we also try to consider is for the schools that are expanding to new sites, new locations, we also like to advise them at that point that let's come in so we can advise them on their roofing. Mm-hmm. So the structures for the roofing, so it can hold the panels. You know, we do a lot of work with our customers. Mm-hmm. So we sit down with them on the design phase. Mm-hmm. And then at the point when it's time to install the solar, we go in there, we do the installation as well, and so on and so forth. So on the farms, they are also very good candidates. Most farms are remote. Mm-hmm. They've got land space. Some farms run 24 hours, so there has to be uptime. There has mm-hmm. to be guaranteed uptime. Mm-hmm. And this is where we come in as Starsight. So we bring in the solar for day load, and then we could have the batteries or the generator for the night load. And in that way, we are able to give them at least 100% availability. If the grid is available, that's an additional plus for mm-hmm. the customer and for us as well. If there's no grid, then that's fine. As mm-hmm. long as we're able to give them power 24 hours to run their facility. For the, so I've spoken about the schools, the farms, for the industrials, also similar. Most warehouses have roof spacing. Mm-hmm. Warehouses usually run, some run 24 hours, others run a good amount of hours within the day. And they have spaces for batteries as well. So that's how we, so bottom line is we do a lot of work with the customers on the audit side. Mm-hmm. And then of course we do the analysis like I mentioned earlier on cost saving, energy reduction. And then for the ones that are expanding into new sites, we come in and work with them. So there's a lot of interaction with our customers to find the best solutions for them.
So the current infrastructure in Nigeria, the bank branches and so on, if they haven't planned for this, are most of them capable of having solar panels now, or do they have to do quite a bit of retrofitting?
I think what we find, Webby, is in the built-up areas like Lagos, we probably struggle to put as much solar as we would like, whereas in the rural areas, we've got space for solar. But I think it's important that the viewers understand our business is not necessarily focused on producing energy. The first mm-hmm. thing we focus on is reducing the demand within the facility.
Okay.
And we put a lot of time and research into how do we lower the requirement of an installation without lowering the quality of service inside. So we quite often will change out air conditioning, use the lowest consumption air conditioning, which usually is a higher capital value mm-hmm. but we feel that we recover that cost due to the fuel savings.
So even with that, you invest in the CapEx. You own the air conditioners, the energy efficient air conditioners.
Absolutely. Okay. We own air conditioning. We own refrigeration in general. We change out all of the lighting. We own the lighting. And we do all of the services to maintain that. So we're kind of a one-stop shop for any SME or commercial venture that wants to remove those daily hassles that we're used to.
Mm-hmm. And so the energy efficiency, about how much more efficient are you able to get a typical customer's operation?
It changes a lot, mm-hmm, depending on what the demand is. A typical facility would have maybe 70%, 80% of the load would be air conditioning. Okay. If there's a large air conditioning content, we can normally reduce the load by up to 50%.
Wow. Okay. And just like that, they obviously get a huge cost savings.
Absolutely. The offset is it requires a large capital investment to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a difficult sell to the market to tell people that you need to fit this air conditioner that's, you know, 40% more expensive than the air conditioner you fitted previously. But the savings are immediate. Mm-hmm. And that's what people need to focus on, the whole life cycle cost, mm-hmm, not just the upfront capital cost.
Right. So, Pamela, if you guys are in 32 states, you're all over Nigeria, it must be incredibly complex and expensive to monitor all of this. How do you do it?
So in our office in Lagos here in Ikoyi, mm-hmm, we have something we call a remote monitoring center. Some call it a network operating center.
Okay.
So what we do is for all the sites where we have our equipment installed on our PCs or dedicated PCs, customers also have the license if they require it. You can actually see what your consumption is on a daily basis. We can see where the equipment have downtime. Mm-hmm. We can monitor the downtime of the equipment. We can even, I would say, do some predictive, mm-hmm, studies where we say, your generator has been running for 12 hours. We need to do a maintenance on the generators. This is, mm-hmm, how long it will take. So we monitor everything. We analyze with the customers. So, they, of course, customers want to see real benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can talk about the energy savings, but if they're not able to see it in real time,
right,
or real data, they may not necessarily believe it. So we share the data with the customers on the analytics side.
Mm-hmm.
We do the monitoring as well. We monitor our equipment. We do the optimization side, meaning for customers that want to expand or they want to do some kind of optimization to reduce, or maybe there's some assets that were not swapped in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We do all that as well. And then we do the predictive as well. So we monitor everything. Everything is done remotely, real time.
Wow. So basically, and then the data that you now are collecting, you can use that to increase, continuously improve the delivery,
the quality of service.
Okay,
yes.
So what happens if somebody doesn't pay? Is it pay as you go? I assume it's pay as you go?
It is pay as you go. We have different models for different customers. You know, it's all about negotiations, right?
Right.
So at the end, everybody has to leave the table with a win-win.
Okay.
So different commercial models for different customers.
Okay, but if someone's not paying, you can shut them off from Lagos?
Well, that would be the ideal scenario. There's always the human side of it where, yes, if the customer makes a commitment to say, okay, we'll pay you in a month, then we'll see how to manage.
Right.
But if it's a customer that is just not interested in payments but still wants the service, we'll go in there, discuss, negotiate. If we're not able to meet, then we will decide on what the next steps will be.
Okay, that was very, very diplomatic.
I can tell you, Webby, that our service is something that people require to run their business. And as we sit today, touch wood, we don't have a single client in arrears with payments, which we feel is quite unique in the Nigerian marketplace.
Yes, definitely. So now Tony, you've been doing this for a couple of years now. You know, it almost sounds like a no-brainer what you offer. It, you know, energy efficiency, you know, a system that they don't have to pay for the CapEx, they don't have to bother with all the wahala of managing the power system. Yet I imagine some customers that you approach decide not to do it. So what are the reasons why somebody would not do this, or what are the reasons some customers have walked away?
I think the challenge is you need a long-term contract for solar, because the investment is large and the return period is extremely long.
Okay.
And I think in Nigeria, people have been made a lot of promises in the past, and people will take the upfront payments and fail to deliver the service. So it's taken a while to get acceptance in the marketplace that this is a long-term business, and we need to deliver you the service so you have confidence to sign the initial contract, which may be, you know, 5, 7, 10 years. And that's a long-term contract in Nigeria. And we're getting more acceptance each week in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I think you guys, as a distributed energy business, you were sort of one of the first movers. But you've also got some very sort of illustrious investors and backers behind you. Helios and I think ARM or AIM. And this is something, obviously, you know, other companies in this space haven't yet gotten to. What was it that brought these sort of highly respected international investors to invest in a relatively small company in an untested market in Nigeria?
I think both investors, you know, they want to see Nigeria develop. They're both enormously invested in Nigeria. Both investors love the space. The green energy space is one of the fastest growing spaces in the world as we look today. They felt that they had the right skill base on ground. There was an initial startup business led by Rex. He'd produced some good results, and they felt it was worth investing, you know, several millions of dollars. 18 months ago, the groups invested $30 million to grow the business. That funding has already virtually been deployed, and we're currently bringing in additional funding now to continue to grow. You know, we have circa 200 sites operational, but that's a long way short of where we really would like to be. You know, we see this business with thousands of installations across Nigeria and even outside of Nigeria as we grow.
Okay. And I mean, well, there's 120 million people in Nigeria with inadequate power from the grid, so the market is almost endless. All right, Dupo, can you send out the phone number so people can call in?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
Okay, so while we're waiting for people to call in, Pamela, you joined recently. So what is the impact story from one of your customers that has kind of been the most exciting for you? Something that a customer that joined up, and what difference it's made to their business?
All right. So because most of the customers we have are in the banking space. So one of the feedback I got was from one of the banks. I wouldn't mention the name of the bank. But, you know, they've been very excited. Apparently, one of the biggest issues was managing their power sector, managing their vendors for diesel, making sure their sites are up, you know, usually uptime, another issue, because these guys were actually sitting in the headquarters, and then the communication with the branches and all that, the time it took to take decisions from the branch. But since Starsight came in, the burden of managing their power was taken off their shoulders completely. I mean, we have these guys come into our office almost on a weekly basis. You know, they move around and say hello with big smiles on their faces. You know, they get data from the NOC, from our RMS center. And, you know, they've been extremely excited. And we've used that as a case study, I would say, or even reference point for new customers as well.
All right. I think we have a caller. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Adekunle. I'm calling from Egon, in Igodo local government area.
All right, go ahead with your question.
Thank you. First of all, I must commend Nigeria Info all the time. To me and my family, you are the best station of the year for 2018. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Keep it up. Then, on this issue, thank you very much. I just want to ask your guest, don't you have facilities for households? Because all that you have been mentioning are industries, banks, farm, and schools. For a household within a community, if let's say like 10 houses want to come together to say, okay, we are 10, we want this facility, do you have provision for such? That's one. Two, since it is a long-term contract, what is the possibility of government policy, you know, bringing up a policy that will disrupt this contract? For example, I know some telecom in those days, Starcom, Retel, so to say, we subscribed, and at the end of the day, something came up, and they all went with our money. Thank you.
All right. So, Tony, maybe you wanna respond?
Sure. We certainly haven't focused on the residential side of the business. Helios has a business called Off-Grid Electric, and they are very focused on the residential market. We have several other players in Nigeria who are focused on that residential. It's not really the core business for Starsight. I think in relation to regulation, I think the government's making tremendous efforts to improve ease of doing business for people in the solar space. We'd like to see a lot more. We'd like to see duties removed from solar equipment. Nigeria probably has some of the highest duties on green energy equipment in the world. And we would just love for that to be removed to lower the cost even further of delivering solar energy.
All right, but you don't see any regulatory disruptions that will somehow make your contracts difficult to deliver?
I don't think so at this stage. You know, I think the demand for power in Nigeria, everybody recognizes it's there. I think everybody's trying to enable more power to the last mile, and we see the government doing nothing but continuing to support.
Right. And speaking of that, are any of your customers actually government agencies?
Not at this time.
Okay, not yet. Okay. All right, so Pamela talked about her impact story. You've been doing this a little longer. Tell us some of the experiences you've had where you've seen sort of these changing experiences for the customer and what that's meant for them.
I think the standout for me would be one of our agricultural clients. They operate very remote milk collection stations. So that's where a group of rural farmers bring their milk every single day. And typically these stations run 100% on diesel, and as a result they only have sort of a 3 or 4 hour window in which they can bring the milk. And we all know transport's a challenge in rural areas, and you know, people would come after the milk collection station had closed and the milk would go to waste, or they'd sell it for a fraction of its real worth. Since we installed solar on these projects, they use almost zero diesel, and as a result they're keeping the collection stations open much longer because they're not consuming cash on diesel, and they're seeing their collections rise in litres because more people are able to get to market every day.
Alright, are you able to let us know what that company is, or is that confidential?
I'd rather not say. Okay. Without their permission, but okay. It's one of the very large front runners in milk in Nigeria.
Okay, so this is great because it also increases domestic production, which in dairy I think is still quite limited.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I believe up to 95% of milk in Nigeria is brought in powder form, and this company is very focused on developing milk collection liquids in Nigeria.
Okay, so we're almost out of time already. So Pamela, tell us, you've been doing this now for 3 months. What's Starsight going to be doing in 3 years? What's it going to look like?
So the first and foremost, our plan, like we've said, is to grow industrially. We have plus 200 sites. The plan is to be in the next couple of years, plus 1,000 sites. We also want to our plan is also to grow outside of Nigeria. I mean, the power issues is predominantly, I would say, epileptic in Africa. We've already started that engagement. We've reached out to a couple of companies. We've been registered for their tenders or our request for quotations or whatever request that comes in that's power related. So we have great, great potential. And we've seen that there's a market in Africa for power. And we're positioned to provide that service.
All right. So, Tony, your final words, not about Starsight in 3 to 5 years, but what is the Nigerian off-grid energy market going to look like in 3 to 5 years with you and all the other companies building and growing?
I'm sure in the next 5 years we're going to be 10x the current powers that's being delivered by off-grid energy. It certainly is the future of Nigeria, and it's something that's becoming cost-effective in all applications, from your small rural community where they're just looking for light in the evening so the kids can do their homework, to large-scale industrial where they're running, you know, predominantly on diesel at this stage.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I think on both levels, I think Nigerians have something to look forward to. So Pamela and Tony, thank you very much for the wonderful conversation. And Lagos, I look forward to being back here next week. Same time, same day of the week, and I'll be with the CEO of Rubitech Solar.
Thank you, Webby.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners.
Nigeria Info. More talk, news, and sports after this. Lagos, you asked for it. We have it delivered. Introducing your very own carnival, Carnival 2019. Featuring Ankara Fashion Sales, Art Sales, Best of Nigerian Music by Tani, Skimmy, DRB Laskini, and many more. Comedy by Funny Bone, Godons, and Pencil. Special appearances by the sexy Brazilian salmon dancers, all from Brazil. Carnival 2019 will take place at the Muriokola Park, Victoria Island, Lagos.
Dates, January 26th and 27th, 2019. Time is 2 p.m.
Get your tickets now at ariatickets.com and cooltickets.ng. This event is supported by Munchit, Lost Hair, Indomie Willis, and Cool Link. Media partners, Wazobia TV, Hit TV, MTV Base, Go TV, and Media Crush. The culture revolution starts now.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That feels good right there.
You can stroke my hair, you can kiss my lips, we can do whatever, baby, just as long as you don't touch my, don't touch my, don't touch my. If you know I'm wahala, you can stroke my hair, you can kiss my lips, we can do whatever, baby, just as long as you don't touch my, don't touch my, don't touch my. If you know I'm wahala. And school me, I'll be the student, you can be the teacher. If I'm a bad boy, you can whip me.
Ow!
I'm always breaking rules, so baby, don't go BCC.
I like it hard, I like the chase,
chase.
And now we're running fast, so let's not hit the brakes. Don't wanna end this, let's just elevate. Don't know what'll happen if we keep it at this pace, pace, but
you can stroke my hair,
stroke.
You can kiss my lips,
kiss, kiss.
You can do whatever, baby, just as long as you don't touch my, don't touch my, don't touch my. If you know I'm wahala, you can stroke my hair,
stroke, stroke.
You can kiss my lips,
kiss, kiss.
You can do whatever, baby, just as long as you don't touch my, don't touch my. Don't touch my. If you know I'm wahala,
what you gonna do?
I'm moving faster.
Everybody knows
I'm the tango master.
Soul music, you know what the master.
If you need a hit, all you gotta do is ask us.
Ask us, we know the reason.
Everybody's got their season.
I did it like Nike, so believe in me.
So drop it real low and let it touch the flow.
Yes.
You got that African booty and I want some more.
Yes.
More, more.
The way you put it on me,
I
tell you, baby, you're killing me.
Stroke it, baby.
Kiss my lips.
Stroke it, baby.
Whatever, baby, just as long as
you. Why don't you stroke me now?
Don't touch my. Don't touch my.
Why don't you stroke me now?
Don't touch my.
Stroke me now.
Don't touch my.
Stroke me now.
Don't touch my.
If you know
yeah.
Wahala.
Mr. Mayor.